June 2nd, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Chloe and Christian. The weather today through Thursday, a heat index of 37 to 40 degrees, southwesterly winds 21 to 28 kilometers per hour, partly cloudy sky, and chance of rain on Wednesday night. Following is an interview with Vali, who works as secretary for the Working Committee, which is the group of Aurovillians who work in liaison with the government secretary and the governing board. Vali, you're secretary for the Working Committee for some time now, no?
I joined the Working Committee in 2002 after finishing my studies. Actually, I went to England for 2 years course. Mm-hmm. To do IB, International Baccalaureate. So as soon as I completed my IB course, some of the Working Committee members, they invited me to come and join since I was born in Auroville. And I took as a challenge, and many people actually scared me. Oh, how are you going to do Working Committee job? It's going to be difficult. And without having experience, I don't think you would do it. I said, no, I would take as a challenge and I want to join and see. And then when I joined, it was quite difficult for me as I didn't have any experience. But then there was Frederick and other people who helped me, and they sat with me, they teach me how I should write minutes and things like that. And I coped with it. And I've been working since 6-7 years. In 2002 I joined.
Uh-huh. So you remain as secretary with each incoming new working committee?
Yes, I've been continuing since then.
And now with the new working committee that's coming up, you'll continue.
People are making me scary about the new working committee, but I would still take as again challenge, and I'm willing to work with them.
Tell me, Vali, have you seen a lot of changes in how Auroville is running over all these years of working for the working committee?
Since I joined, I have seen governing board. When I joined, at that time, governing board members were not really giving more attention to Auroville. But now I see governing board is getting involved in many activities of Auroville. And also now Aurovillians are also getting aware of the Auroville organization. Little by little, they have been before they were not aware of organization level, no? Hmm. People come, only few people. But now many Aurovillians are would like to come and join and look how Auroville work and things like that. I think Auroville is improving, and Aurovillians are also getting improved now.
The Residence Assembly Service announces a general meeting concerning working together for a better participation of the community in planning the city. The agenda for this meeting includes presentation of the May 7th Planning Participatory Task Force Workshop, the tasks ahead and the way forward for the Crown Road issue, to take place at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity on Tuesday, June 9th, 5 p.m. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. Margaret Mead said that. As part of a study on Auroville roads, both existing and as proposed by the Auroville Master Plan, the Center for Scientific Research, in collaboration with postgrad students of traffic, transport, and infrastructure planning from the Center for Environmental Planning Technology in Ahmedabad, will be collecting data for this study, which will look at all the activities within the area bounded between the tar road from Certitude to Visitor Center and the internal road from Visitor Center to Certitude. Here are a few words from the mother, founder of Auroville. Each of us is just a little person in a little space on a little earth. Visualize it. The second of upset is just that, only a tiny second in your existence. See this, it takes you immediately out of your little ego. The news is a reflection in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact auroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.